Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are featuring the first ever man to be on the 10K and 10 week stage as a finalist, George Escardova. He is a health and life coach, and he spends his time helping people who have either been diagnosed with cancer, are in remission, or trying to make sure that it does not come back. He is a cancer survivor himself, and believe it or not, he didn't start his coaching business until he was 57. I am not joking. This man is amazing. We are so excited to have him on the stage and to share his story. So before I get into it, I just wanted to make a quick note and let you know that the audio on his speech on stage is unfortunately not as good as some of our other ones have been. So I wanted to apologize for that and let you know that we did our best here over at the Health Coach Institute studio to make sure that that sounded great, but we thought it was best to still share the story even though the audio may not be its best. If you can just bear with it, his story is amazing. It is totally worth listening to. And thank you again, George, for sharing that. And then after the moment we hear him on stage, there is an interview that I did with him right after he spoke in front of 800 health coaches at HCI Live. Now, speaking of HCI Live, if you are wanting to go, now is the time to start reserving those tickets. Head on over to www.hcilive.com. And I can't wait to meet you there. Without making you guys wait much longer, I would love to introduce George. George, take it away.
It is a great honor, my friends, to be up here representing the gentlemen of the revolution.
Yeah.
You know, many of my family members have died of the very thing that is, it is plaguing me now. And when I looked at my family last week, it felt like family destiny. And it felt like I've been moved to. But I said, no. Even though the odds were small, I said, I'm going to bid this thing. I'm going to be the odds. I'm going to move this mountain. And after 10 years and 10 surgeries and a 4% chance of survival, I beat the odds. Yeah. And survived an advanced melanoma with metastasis in my brain, with 8 tumors, and 2 of them inoperable. Pharmaceuticals nearly destroyed my body. So I decided to go the natural route to heal myself. And here I am. Here I am, and I've been cancer-free for 7 years now.
Yeah!
Thank you. You know, this experience has radically changed my life. And now, it is my mission and passion to share my story, to inspire and help others do the same. Here's the thing, I see my advanced cancer experience as a blessing because surviving it gave me the chance to sing the song that I was born to sing. So I got busy sharing my story. I became a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master then, And I started to write a book about my surviving experience. And all of this with the purest intention to help others. But I kept searching for that one thing that I knew it was out there that would help me see myself. On September 23rd, 2018, at 3:48 p.m., I received an email that changed my life. And that email was from my wife, Nima. You see, she received an HCI ad and immediately sent it to me. And she said, "Georges, you have to read this right now. This is what you have been looking for." So I read the email, and I went to the HCI's website and read some more, and I said, "God, this is what I'm looking for." It was like love at first sight. No kidding. So with the leap of faith and my wife's support, in the midst of a mountain, a financial mountain, I decided to quit my previous profession and joined the HCI journey. And a few days after my 57th birthday, I began DHC in October 2017. And 6 months later, I was here in Phoenix on my first HCI life. And boy, what a game changer. You know that. Everything I heard was music to my ears. The energy in this place, then Stacy and Carrie's coaching and motivation and TCM sequences and exercises. And then comes Sean Stevenson with an inspiring talk. And then Eric with his hard warrior talk. Man, on the break, I called my wife and I said, "You know what? I gotta sign up for HMBA Mastery. Because I know there is the secret sauce of my new career, my new coaching career." So right here in Phoenix last year, I signed for HMBA Mastery, and I started on August 2018. And 9 months later, I can tell you that I'm becoming a different person. Little did I know that I had something that was holding me back. And it was so big that when I broke through, I felt free. And it was the whole package, TCM lessons, client coach skills labs, mastering the TCM one-on-one calls and the mastermind calls that helped me break through. And now I'm much more confident and passionate to coach my clients and build my business. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, and I can say this, that I am a holistic health and life coach with a mission to help my clients prevent, heal, or avoid cancer recurrence. Yeah. The way I see it, BHC prepares us to become great health and life coaches, but mastery prepares us to be great human beings, the masters and coaches, so we could go on there and transform people's lives. I joined this challenge because I figured it would help me build momentum for my business, and it did. But I was not, I had no idea of the amount of support, motivation, and coaching we would get from Rhea and Bill. You know, everybody has mountains to move. It could be financial, it could be a relationship, it could be addiction, it could be an illness, and more. Mine was an advanced cancer, but other mountains continue to rise in my path. And that is the same for everyone here. So if you're struggling moving your mountains, I invite you to internalize on this quote by Robin Sharma. And he says like this, "No one will believe in you until you believe in And my friends, that is the key of how I beat the odds. I beat the odds of an advanced cancer. I beat the odds of being the first man here on stage sharing. Sharing my story. And I beat the odds of stepping out of my comfort zone and changing careers at the age of 57. And I stand here beside you to tell you that you can beat the odds too. Believe in you and you will beat the odds. You will definitely move your mountains. Thank you very much.
The first gentleman of the revolution on the 10K stage. Yeah. How was that?
Well, you know, I really didn't know that until, well, actually last year when I came here for the HCI Live and I saw very few gentlemen and I asked and then I said, well, has anybody been on stage for the 10K? And they said, no one so far. And I thought, well, maybe one day I'm up there. Maybe next year, I said. So, but it felt really good. We've been talking, you know, doing some exchanging messages in Facebook at the our group, and it was great to see the support when they heard that I joined, that basically I made it, and so it's been great.
Good. Well, we're very, very happy to have you here and excited, one, to have somebody with such an incredible story. And two, passion for his clients. Yes. And I can't wait to talk to you about that. Okay. But, you know, I think the first thing, and I know you talked about this on stage a bit, but what influenced you to become a coach? Were you looking for a change in your career or for your personal life?
Yeah, you know, when I survived, when I finally got to the point that I was cancer-free, I knew that I wasn't born to be a software engineer. I was an executive by that time, and but lost a lot of money and you know, poor couple of investments, and but towards the end of that venue, you know, I was already working on shifting to do a transition. I became a Reiki practitioner and then a Reiki teacher. Started to teach workshops and wrote a book about my experience. And so I was doing talks, small talks around town, first local, then I became obviously, and at one point I kept telling my wife, you know, there's gotta be something out there that could just seal all these things. This is good, but I know there's something out there that would really help me make the transition. And it was, you know, some people may say, well, I'm a person of faith. So there was a kind of like a conspiracy of the universe and between that bad investment and me shifting. And then my wife receives this ad, this HCI ad. She said, oh my God, this is for George's. So she sent it to me and that was it. That was really that message that said, go ahead and jump. We were having some financial issues, but it was her support and really my faith. I said, you know, I didn't survive to continue this path. And little did I know that the whole thing for me was because I was meant to sing a different song, and which is really helping people. That's why I like Eric so much, because he is really from the same place that I am. And we're talking with Bill now, the fact that you don't want to leave any hearts behind, you know, it is just like that. I think when I was little, I already saw that. You know, I'm from Caracas, Venezuela, originally, and I was privileged to grow in a let's say in a nicer way than many people. My parents are immigrants from Greece and Spain. And they met there. And well, anyway, in that club, we had, imagine, we had ball boys to, you know, give us, even though we were little, to give us the balls, tennis balls. I'm a tennis player. That's how I came to the States. But the bottom line is, when we were given money to go eat snacks and so forth, the change, I always went to where these kids were, and me and a couple of guys, and or kids, we were kids, 10, 12 years old, and we'd give them the money, you know, so they could, you know, basically, I don't know, I had that in me since I was little. Melanoma and pancreas are the two toughest. Melanoma, it's harder to control because it goes all over the place. It's very aggressive. And that comes from the skin, too much exposure to the sun. And so I didn't know I had it. And it was an experience losing my mom from cancer. I had to fly. I kept flying back to Venezuela weekly with my sister. And I think that really hurt me to the point that seeing her going through that ordeal kind of like got me sick, emotions. And so, you know, it's really, so what happened there is I survived. You know, my the odds for me were very, very gloomy. I remembered, in the book I say it, I remember a friend of mine, actually my daughter's godfather, who's a doctor, surgeon, and I said, why don't you go to, now that the kids are in school, when I had the meds in the brain, why don't you come home and go to the New England School of Medicine journal online and tell me what am I really facing? I mean, my doctor is very honest, but I want to know from you, your family. So he came home and he checked it out, and so he started, you know, he's Venezuelan from Italian, also from Mediterranean blood. So he started crying. He's a big 6'4" guy. And I go, Stefano, let me see. So I sit down and read it. And of course it was saying that it was 4 out of 100 with my condition, with that metastasis, would survive. So he's tearing, and I say, let me ask you something, Stefano. Why can't I be one of those four? So he started laughing, he hugged me. He says, well, that's why it happened to you and not to me, because I would die of just fear. And so I got the melanoma, and it was a long battle. It was 10 years of, you know, basically some of the treatments that I was given were really tryouts. Melanoma was fairly new at the moment, 10 years ago. Well, for me, I've 7 years, but I got diagnosed when I was 42. I'm 57 now. But, you know, so it was diagnosis, thank God, surgery, treatment, remission, diagnosis, surgery. And if it wasn't for medicine, for surgery, I would not be talking to you now. But what I'm not in agreement is the way the treatments are given to us. We're not a lung, we're not a breast, we're not, you know, a kidney. We're a whole system. And the way the West treats the system is going to the symptom all out without really, they put it in very small letters, but the reality is that they're hurting our entire system. And so that is really, right now, they're opening up a little bit. And I hope that they can continue to realize that there are alternatives out there. When this metastasis was pretty, pretty aggressive, because first it manifests on a tumor right on my front lobe here. It was the size of a small lemon. But after that, they gave me some therapy, radiotherapy. And 3 months later, they started popping up more melanoma tumors. to the point that there were seven more. And so I had three craniotomies. If you look at here, I thank God for the surgeons. Again, I actually, you know, healed pretty well with my scars. But it was a mess right here. The first surgery was, first two were up here. Then they extracted 23 lymph nodes on this side. That was another surgery. And they had to, if you look, I have a little bit of a, kind of like a curve here. You can't see it if I don't tell you, because another muscle kind of made up for it. But I had to take a muscle to extract three lymph nodes that they couldn't get. And those three were positive. So thank God that they were aggressive and took their chances, extracted the muscle. And those three were, you know, they were positive. A few months after treatment, they manifested on the other side of my neck, because remember the core, the principal tumor was right here in the middle. So it went on this side as well, and they took 22 lymph nodes from that side, and two of them, no muscle, but two of the tumors were positive. And that's the thing with melanoma, since it's skin, if you don't realize it, I was just scratching, and you know, so I bled a little, and I asked my wife, and she took me to the dermatologist. But the thing with melanoma is you don't realize it, because it doesn't hurt. And so in many cases, it's kind of like what with me, it was ulcerated, so it was already in my lymph nodes. But here I am. I just kept fighting this thing, and I had, you know, four boys and a girl. And so I couldn't understand it. You know, I mean, I'm a good man. I work and I coach my kids. I take them, you know, why me? You know, what's going on, you know? But so I went through the whole psychology of being diagnosed and my kids and why. Again, like I said in the talk, at the end of the day, I see the whole thing as a blessing, because it really helped me sing the song that I was born to sing. And now it's so amazing. Like Sean said, I wake up in the morning and I don't work. I'm just so ready to help my clients. An interesting thing is that my clients, the latest ones, they're coming to me to prevent the disease, you know? And some of them are, I have a couple of that are going through treatment right now. But there's also others that say, man, I'm scared that this thing will come back. They're in quote unquote remission. So the first thing I tell them is, you're not in remission, you are cancer free. They tell you you're not in remission because they really don't know if they finally stopped it. Because really, you know, it's like, and I say this, this is cancer, and again, it's a habit thing, and more habit than actually inherited. And so if you have a bad habit, the habit of not cleaning your kitchen, what happens? Sooner or later, you get roaches or, you know, ants and insects. So the first thing we do by programming is call somebody that comes and fumigates the area, and you know, they put all these chemicals, it kills everything, and watch out of inhaling some of that stuff. But if you don't change your habits of cleaning or not cleaning your kitchen, it'll eventually come back. And that is really my metaphor to tell them, hey, it's about changing your habits. It's about, and the statistics right now are pretty gloomy with cancer worldwide. For this year, it's estimated that one out of two women will be diagnosed with cancer. Not that they're not going to make it, but they will be diagnosed. And one out of three men. So I wonder, I say, well, all these advancements, all this technology, it really is linked with what Eric was saying and all the statistics in the health industry. With this advancement today, by percentage, not because there's more population, there's more suicide, more allergies, more disease. Cancer is just growing left and right again in epidemic numbers. So it is really important. I love what Eric said today, to really go step by step. Everyone needs some coaching somehow. We need coaching. I mean, I understood, and that's why I love this HCI so much, that I do need to be coached. Can't do this alone. And it's really, as Bill says, you know, sometimes you say, well, now what? When, you know, we're human, and you just go, you're like overwhelmed, and hey, grab the phone and call your coach, you know? So, yeah.
But you were talking about on stage how you ultimately, like, did heal yourself naturally. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
You know, I strived in tennis. Thank God I had this talent. And that's how I came to the States. I obtained an NCAA Division I scholarship. So I started engineering for free. Well, I had to make the team and the grades. But in those days, there was a lot of noise about nutrition for competition. So I did a minor in nutrition, and just to have an edge with my opponents. And I also learned how to visualize. I did mental rehearsals, if you will, visualizing my match and being the winner when, you know, shaking hands, being the one with the winning feeling, you know. Also visualize not being worried about the crowd, especially my dad, because he was a Davis Cup player. So I always had this pressure that I had to be like him or better. So that was, I had that little seed in there. But when they told me that there were two inoperable tumors, I realized, I went home, I tried what they gave me, this new chemo in capsules, which, by the way, $1,000 each capsule. That I leave you that one thing so you think about the industry. It's amazing. But I did it for like 4 days. It was 5 days, and then wait. And I was going all over the place. I really felt that it was killing me. So I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to go clean myself like I did it in other occasions for competition. And I'm just going to go the natural way. I know that we are designed to go back to health. We're all designed. It's an amazing design that we get from that is called God, but, you know, bigger than us. And I understood that. So my tools were, first of all, I detoxed myself. I went to a natural doctor, you know, and just the things that he told me, just again, I said, man, this was sent by God. It was an angel, actually. I had a few angels that really in my whole journey. And this was one of my best friend's wife. His sister, her sister, was into this stuff, like very natural stuff. And she said, tell Georges to go see Dr. Tonsky, if you don't mind me saying names. I don't know if that's... But so I went, and he said right away, he says, this whole thing, George, is at the cell level. It's not at the organ level. So he explained me and what, you know, what the detox was going to be. It was a 20-day complete detox. It was all greens and you know, I did, edemas. And it was 21 days of just juicing and greens. And he did a scan. By the way, the FDA was not approving that scan. He was just doing it because he brought it from Australia or Germany. So he was doing that under the table. And I knew that, but it was amazing. I could see all the inflammation in my body. And it was not toxic. It was kind of like biofeedback or, you know, one of those things. I was impressed to see all my organs so inflamed from the chemo. It was like venom, really. And he says, and you watch in 21 days. So we did two. We did a 21-day pit stop, we did, we just scanned, and I could not believe it, but I could feel it. And people would ask me, George, what are you doing? You look so awesome. You see, the whole natural healing was at work. Plus, I used a lot of visualization. I would remember, you guys are too young for this. I don't know if you remember this game, Pac-Man. It was this other thing, okay?
Of course.
So I would, believe it or not, three times a day, I would visualize these little things going and getting all the, eating all the bad cells in my body and the tumors. And another thing that really helped me, when I say natural, is because, and that's why I'm a holistic coach, it's really an integral thing between your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirituality. It's like a table with four legs. If one of those legs is not there, the table doesn't stand. Or even if a couple of them are very loose, the table shakes, it's almost impossible to eat. Most of disease starts in the mind. And I basically have done my research. That means that most of disease can be healed with the mind. And the other thing that I was blessed to really be open to and helped me a lot, it helped me a lot for healing, was forgiveness. So you see, it's a holistic approach that really saved me. And I had some things that I had to heal. Like some people call it, what is it called? The healing of memories, okay? And that is powerful, because I found out later, you know, again studying, and I was fighting my thing. So I realized that when you're holding anger or, you know, something that you need to forgive somebody, or being forgiven, or even forgiving yourself, that stuff, if you don't deal with that, that creates cortisol. And it's basically cortisone, you know, what we use for injuries. And it has a reason for happening. But if it's too much for prolonged periods of time, let's say years, that it starts inflaming. There's causes inflammation even at the cellular level, and that stuff is what then has a, you know, produces poor digestion, and then it kind of like weakens your immune system, and that's where all of a sudden, disease, as they call it, manifests in some place in your body. So it was a combination of that when I say natural. But right now, today, oh, and the one thing, and if it's something, if somebody's listening to this, that is important, the secret of our health, physical health, it's a balanced pH. Most of us, because of our diets, and habits, as Eric was saying today, we have acidic bodies. And cancer cells, which are very common now because of stress and all this stuff, you know, they strive on an acidic environment. That's their farm. That's where they love to be. So I teach my clients that are going through chemo, or the ones that don't want to prevent it or avoiding a recurrence, that they have to know, and I teach them how to eat. They can eat everything, but it has to balance. It can be too alkaline or too acidic. It's like a pool. If you don't put chlorine, it becomes green, and you don't want to get in there. There's all kinds of bacteria or whatever. But if you put too much acid, too much chlorine, you can't get in. And so the body is the same thing. If you're too alkaline, there's other, diseases that come create in the blood. And so the secret is to learn how to eat so you can have a balanced pH. And there are ways to measure that. You can buy, CVS or Walgreens, any pharmacy, these strips that you can actually check with your urine in the morning. What is your pH level? But that's very important. The more acidic and you stay in that, the more chances you have for chronic disease. cancer is one, but other ones as well.
That's a good tip. Now you work with clients who were in your position.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a story about a specific client that sticks out to you?
My first one had cancer. She really had a gloomy situation. She had breast cancer, but it had metastasized to her sternum. So they said there was no way to operate her, so they had to keep her in chemo. And but by like a week 10 on our, she did several tests and chemo sessions as we were going through the program. But every time they were giving her less because she was responding very good. And when we finished, they said they were going to give her one last chemo because she was doing very well. And then they were just going to check her. She still has something there, but we kept going. She wanted to keep going. And we've been doing lots of mental rehearsals, lots of visualizations. One of the things that I do with my clients, all of them, whether, you know, I'm doing life coach for a gentleman now and a little bit of business coaching for him. But no matter what is the reason that I'm coaching them for, I always finish with a visualization. Because the problem is we don't give ourselves time to rest during the day. We're just in a hurry. That's part of this disease thing. We're just get up and we eat in the car and hurry this and stress and thinking for tomorrow. And, you know, you get mad with somebody and you keep that. And there's no time for ourselves, not even 10 minutes a day. I teach them, I try. Not everybody's doing it, but they're really working on it to have a morning routine at least. Wake up 15 minutes earlier. It is your time, it is your life. And if you go visit a hospice place, which I have done a lot with my wife as volunteers, that's the best lesson you could take from life for life, because most of them say the same thing. I wish I had 20 years, even 20 years more, back, and I'll do the things that I really wanted to do. You know, and we treat our time like it's a never-ending resource. You know, it's a renewable, and it's not. So I teach them to have a routine, everyone. And I was talking to Stacy Soli. She's my mastermind coach. We share about this stuff because it is so healing and so important. Nothing can happen from a stress level. If you're over a 4 in a stress level, really, if you're trying to lose weight, or it's not going to happen. You might as well eat a really unhealthy meal and take your time and breathe, and that will do better than if you're eating a salad in a hurry and you have a stress level of 6. It doesn't work, and healing doesn't work. So preventing is also being in a relaxed mode as much as we can. So I always ask. And I ask myself, because I'm human, and sometimes I cut myself, you know, hey, I didn't even rest until 6 o'clock. And so basically it's, hey, you don't have 20 minutes for you in the day, maybe 10 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes before or after you eat. Just go out there for a walk or you know, and in the evening, watch the sunset. That stuff, it's crazy. My book is... title Good Morning Sunrise, and ironically that's what got me sick, the sun, but I went there and I wrote my stuff waiting for the sunrise, and you know what, no one is there. And so how many sunrise or sunsets do people see in their life? They probably count it with their fingers, with their hands. And it's so powerful, you know. Gandhi used to say that every time he saw, you know, the sunrise or a full moon, that's what really made him think of the, you know, how huge God was. And we miss that connection. So that's where you go. It goes to the spiritual side. It's not religion what I'm talking about. It's connection with that source. It could be even hugging a tree or through music, reading something positive, like I said, meditating or visualizing in the morning. And it's giving ourselves that time. But we're so programmed, you know, to go through this routine. And it's very similar for everybody, no matter what we do for a living. And so it's like we're a machine that, when do we stop? What is the trophy? You know, so we might as well enjoy the present instead of thinking about tomorrow or the past. Yeah.
In one sentence, if you could put, you know, something that has always inspired you, whether it's a quote, whether it's something you heard or something you saw, in one sentence, what was that?
Well, there's many, but I would say don't live the same year 80 times and call it a life. That's by Robin Sharma, the same guy I quoted today. I like that guy.
He's pretty wise.
Yeah, he is.
Well, thank you so much for...
Thank you.
Everything that you've shared and what you're doing in the world and how you've inspired our community. And you're our first guy on the 10K stage. How cool is that?
It is.
And, you know, I mean, some of the, like, not only are you the first male, you're 57. You started your life over completely. You've defeated cancer. I mean, that was... I wrote it down, but that was one of the big things that I took away. Like, there are so many reasons for you not to succeed, or so many excuses that you could have had, but here you are.
Yeah. And I correct you. I started at 57. I'll be 59 by the time I finish my mastery now in October. So, but that's great. Ray Kroc from McDonald's started at 57, you know. So it is in your heart and in your mind. I'm telling you, yesterday is gone, tomorrow hasn't come. So I'm so excited and doing really what I was supposed to do. And when I was listening to Sean yesterday, I was thinking, wow, you know, this is exactly what I'm feeling right now. And then Eric, like I say, it's a give and take thing. You know, I'm so in love with this. I have an MBA from the University of Miami, and I can't stop comparing. I'm thinking, wow, this is really unusual, what we have in HCI. And so I love it, and I'm so thankful to that guy upstairs that I found it. Well, through my angel, my wife, you know.
He is so inspiring. George, thank you again for sharing your story. We have just enjoyed watching you grow as a coach, and I can't wait to see what happens for you next. And everybody, if you want to come and see all of our 10K finalists live, you can actually do that. You can just go to www.hcilive.com, register for your ticket. We're going to be hanging out in Dallas, Texas. Go on over, register, and then let me know that you're going to be there and come up and say hi to me, because I cannot wait to meet you. And you guys, if you do have just a little bit more time after you've registered for your HCI Live ticket and you feel like, you know, just leaving me a sweet message wherever you listen to this podcast, please go ahead and just write, "Hey, Hannah," or something like that. A real human does read those. That helps me a lot to understand what you guys are loving about the podcast. I can't wait to see you all at HCI Live and hopefully read some of your reviews. Have a fabulous week and happy 4th for those in the United States.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.